rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Michaela.
Welcome to our non-positive coronavirus episode. At least we think we're not positive.
Oh, I don't think I am, but...
Yeah, we're all feeling good. We're all washing our hands. You know what, though? Because I've been washing my hands so much, like, I wash my hands regularly. Let's be real. But I've been extra washing them, like, just
taking
a lot more.
More time, much more
frequently. Like, if I touch something, I'm, like, washing my hands or I'm putting hand sanitizer on my hands, which has alcohol in it. I need to also moisturize, too, because my hands are, like, they're, like, cardboard right now.
Well, that's why I don't like hand sanitizer. I'd much rather wash my hands with, like, with something that has aloe vera in it.
Right.
Or lotion, something of that
nature.
Yeah, because I don't want dry hands. I already go to the gym and have calluses.
I know.
So I don't need to have rough hands.
Yes, so we're all going to have sandpapery hands, but that's okay because we're not supposed to be shaking hands anymore.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Don't touch me. I want a shirt that says, don't touch me. Stay away from me.
I'm going to wear that to Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to try to go this weekend.
Are you?
We'll see.
Wow.
We'll see how it happens.
Brave
one. I'm not going to go on any public transportation. Probably no rides. Not public transportation. The transportation that's there. Like the buses, the monorail, that stuff. I'm not going to go on anything. And probably no rides. I want to go to the Flower and Garden Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I want to eat.
Well, Godspeed.
We'll see how that goes.
So, yes, we're going to talk later in this episode about Universal Orlando Mardi Gras and your experience there. But first, let's get into some news about the parks. Because, I mean, as of this recording, which we are recording at 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 12th, 2020, the parks have not been closed.
Yeah, all central
Florida
theme parks, other than water parks that are usually closed this time of year for renovation or like
on regular schedules.
Yes.
So we're recording this on that assumption.
Right.
Now we might jump on and maybe record a special episode if something breaks or whatever, but you know,
for now we're good.
Always keep an eye out on the theme park websites and their social media accounts. They will update you with information if things change.
Right.
So that's the best resource for it. All right, so Walt Disney World, what do you got?
Yes, so the new movie Onward.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
It's amazing. I loved it.
It looks a little different.
It is different. It feels different than a normal Pixar movie. It kind of made me feel like, what's that? There's a dinosaur one.
Oh, goodness. I don't know
what
that one
was. Dinosaur, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll look it up in a minute. But Onward is the latest Disney Pixar animated film. Very cute, very family-friendly. Not a musical.
Okay.
But if you've seen the movie, if you've seen the trailer, there's a van in it that one of the brothers, Barley, owns. It's called Guinevere. He called it Guinevere.
Is that Chris Pratt's character?
Yes.
Oh, I love Chris Pratt.
So Ian is the younger brother, and that's Tom Holland's character.
Right.
And then Barley is Chris Pratt's character.
And their
and
van is Guinevere.
Guinevere, and it's like falling apart, pretty much. So the bumper's like on with the rope.
Yeah.
And the side mirrors
are
taped.
It's being held together with duct tape. Yeah.
Yes. So it's parked at Disney's Art of Animation Resort. So if you want to take a picture with it, you can. And you don't even need a ticket to the park.
Right. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That's so cool.
So that if you enjoy the movie or if you're planning on seeing the movie and you want to see the van, there it is.
And the Magic Kingdom.
Yes. We talked about how the castle is getting a golden makeover for Cinderella's anniversary. And they already started on it. And I thought that maybe the castle will be up with scaffolding. Like, you can't see the castle. Yeah. But it's not like that. It just has, like, cranes and people are up there painting.
Wow.
Like, in broad daylight.
Wow.
Which I like better than... So, at Disneyland last year, they repainted the whole castle. But they had...
Scaffolding all
over.
Yeah,
it had, like, you know, at Disney, they have... Make it look like it's there, but it's
right,
not.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really glad they're doing that, especially with people who want to take a picture around the castle. It's still there.
Awesome.
It's not like it's all covered. But it's supposed to be finished before the end of this summer, 2020.
Cool. Can't wait for that. Typhoon Lagoon, Disney's DiCapella. Is that how it's said?
Yeah.
DiCapella Beach Bash. They have daily performances at 2:30 p.m. April 9th through April 12th, 2020. So if you're into that band, the group De Capella.
Yes.
Go check them out.
Yeah, they have albums on like iTunes and Spotify and stuff. Yeah. So you can listen to them. But I think that's really cool. They're going to have like concerts. And I hope they have some more, not just De Capella.
Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, you alluded to, is open now through June 1st.
Yes. And they do have performances too, I believe.
Yeah, it's the Garden Rocks concert. And this weekend, they've got Simple Plan playing the 13th through the 16th.
That's right. I'm supposed to go. I think I'm going to go then.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Official.
Take the hand sanitizer with you. And then next week is Starship featuring Mickey Thomas.
What night?
March 17th through the 19th. Yeah, I don't think
we're not
going
to. I was like, no, we're not going to make that one.
I know. But yeah, they've got a bunch of artists coming through. Through the next couple months through June 1st.
Next up, Legoland Florida. Did you hear about this?
I haven't.
So Nick Walenda, he just walked over an active volcano.
Yeah.
And now he said that he is going to be walking over Legoland Florida's new Pirate Island Hotel.
Whoa!
On April 16th. But he doesn't stop there. He's got to do a little extra to it. The balancing pole is going to be made of Legos.
What?
I'm sure it's going to be very glued together.
Yeah.
But I'm going to feel like, you know, when you're a little kid, I don't know if you, did you play with Legos as a kid?
No.
So.
I think I'm the only person.
You would like, I sometimes would stack like the small ones and like carry it like a balance and see if it would break. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm wondering if, I hope it's glued together.
I'm sure
because
it will be.
I don't think I could see that happen. And again, Adventure Island is opening their Solar Vortex water slide March 14th. That's this Saturday. So if you want to go to the water park, that's opening up.
Very cool.
And SeaWorld Orlando, they have this staycation deal going on where they're having 60% off tickets for SeaWorld and Aquatica and 40% off tickets to Discovery Cove.
Yes, which we are actually slated to go experience in the next couple weeks.
Yes, I'm very excited.
We'll have a special episode if all goes well and things don't get canceled, about our experience.
Yes,
so I'm very,
very
excited.
So if you want to visit these theme parks for SeaWorld Orlando, you could book by March 16th. That's this Monday, right?
Yes.
This next Monday.
This coming Monday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you have to visit by May 20th.
It's a great deal with spring breaks just coming up.
Right.
Seven Seas Food Festival weekends only through May 5th, and it includes Fridays. This weekend's performances at 6 p.m. Hunter Hayes Saturday and Joe Nichols on Sunday. So a country music weekend. And, you know, we haven't heard anything about any cancellations or anything. So proceeding as normal. That's who's on the slate for this week. And can I throw something out there?
Sure.
And if you're a Masked Singer listener, I may be spoiling something, but I think Hunter Hayes is the astronaut on Masked Singer.
I don't think that's a spoiler. It's just believe.
It's who I think. We'll see.
Oh.
It was on last night, and I think Hunter Hayes is the astronaut. So if you go and you see him, try to see if he'll answer the question.
And those singers last the longest. Yes or no?
You mean like the real singers?
They're like if you're an actual singer and
sometimes,
you're masked.
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes you just
like
get
Shaka
knocked
Khan
out.
Got knocked out pretty quick.
Oh.
Yeah. So it just depends. And because nobody knows who you are because they can't see you, so they don't assume that it's not like, you just never know. So.
You're just like, I don't know.
You don't know. So.
That's a cool.
Yeah.
Little guess there. I hope it's right for you.
I do too. Busch Gardens Tampa Food and Wine Festival now through August 26th. And we talked about this last week. We went and enjoyed it. There's so many good, yummy cabins for food tastings and wine and drink. Ezra Ray Hart is Saturday, March 14th at 7. And Three Dog Night is Sunday, March 15th at 6 p.m. And we've seen them testing Iron Gwazi. So that thing's coming up real quick.
It's open this spring, so we just don't know
when.
When is it going to open up? But it looks promising. It looks very soon.
It does, and it looks really scary to me. I won't be riding it.
Somebody
was like,
so bad.
Oh, man, look at it. Look at the track. Oh, wow, look at this part. I'm like, no, I'll pass. Thanks.
You look at it from afar.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, Michaela, how's it going? Don't throw up on me.
No, I don't really feel
nauseous. Universal Orlando Mardi Gras. New resort, Dockside Inn and Suites, open March 17th. That's next week. And they've got some pretty good deals because I was looking for the weekend we're going to Gavin DeGraw. Or I want to go to Gavin DeGraw. And the deals are pretty legit. They're not bad.
Very good.
And Halloween Horror Nights ticket deal. I can't believe we're already talking about Halloween Horror Nights, but we are. Two-night offer, $84.99. Two-night offer. I can't speak today. $84.99 per person deal plus tax for two nights. There are block out dates on that, October 11th, 17th, 24th, and 30th. So if you want to go other days than that, this might be the deal for you.
But remember, the Halloween Horror Nights is not just in October.
Yeah, no, now it's like August. Late August, I think it started last year, I think.
Yeah, it starts very early.
So check that out at UniversalOrlando.com. And then, you know, we're going to parlay this into your conversation about your experience at Mardi Gras. But performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Louis Fonsi, Friday, March 13th at 8:30. All American Rejects. I love them.
They are very nice.
Saturday, March 14th at 8:30. And Diana Ross. Hold the phone. She's a legend.
I know.
That's huge. Playing Sunday, you know, March 15th at 8:30
I love her daughter. She's on Blackish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah,
Rainbow.
No, she's great. Yeah. Yeah. I love Diana Ross. She's so, like, such a diva. It's amazing.
We're so lucky to have her.
Oh, I know. So that's a big show. And parade time's different every day, so check the guide maps and the apps.
And I highly recommend the parade.
Yes, you were huge on that parade.
Yes, and I was going to skip it.
And
who would have?
I know.
I would have been very upset.
So check the times guide as you get in the park or the app. I'm sure they have all that stuff on the app, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes. All right, so tell us about your Universal Orlando trip to Universal Orlando's Mardi Gras.
Yes. So just want to let you know that if you plan on going to Universal, it's only at the Universal Studios Park.
Yes.
Not at Islands of Adventure. So just keeping that in mind.
You could buy one park. You don't have to do the
two parks.
The park hopper thing.
Or don't go to Islands of Adventure thinking that they're going to have something Mardi Gras related when they don't.
Yeah.
But oh, Mardi Gras was so much fun. We walk in and there's people dressed in fun outfits on stilts and passing out beads.
It's so colorful and fun.
And it's all day long.
Yep.
So even when the park opens, there's people on stilts.
Yeah.
And if you can ask them for beads.
Yep.
And sometimes they just give it to you.
Yep.
But other times they'll be like, no, we want you to sing a song.
Oh, they make you do something for it.
Yes, they want you to have you dance a little or tell a joke or something fun to earn those beads.
Something fun and PG to earn those beads.
Yes.
You know what I love about Universal Orlando Mardi Gras is that you kind of get the feeling of being in New Orleans at Mardi Gras without the smell of, like, you know, rancid and puke and all of that on Bourbon Street.
Right.
It's really cool.
But there's the sounds, the smell of the good food.
Oh, yummy.
And there's different, like, tents around.
Yep.
And there's also, very similar to Busch Gardens, there's a tasting pass.
Yep.
But with those, it's not the full thing.
Okay.
It's a taste version.
Yeah, you don't get the full.
Like if you get a po' boy.
Right, you get a quarter of it instead of a full one.
Right.
So you're not like, you know, a balloon flying out of there because you're so stuffed.
Right, so there's different ones. There's one that I believe has 5 or 10 tastings.
Okay.
And there's different booths around that you could buy it at. And they also have a drink special.
Oh, very
specials,
cool.
Where with the beer, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
All of it pretty much except for like there's a 9 ounce versus the 20 ounce.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a cup that for the mixed drinks, the special mixed drinks, there is, you could either buy it without the specialty cup and it's a certain price. And then it's different for everyone. Right. And then there's the specialty cup that you could do it. It's the specialty cup is a little more expensive than just buying it with a regular plastic cup. But if you come back for a refill, it's a couple dollars off.
Oh, nice.
Yes, but those drinks are very strong.
Yeah.
I had one of them, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll go back for a second.
And then you're like, nope. It was enough for you.
It was enough for me that night because I wanted to enjoy other things.
I'm a cheap date, too. It takes me, I had my first White Claw this weekend.
Okay.
By the way, please drink responsibly. I had my first White Claw this weekend, and it was a smaller can, and I was like, wow, okay. It was a lot of alcohol in that for me. Yeah. So, but that's cool that they give you a discount. It's not a free refill, but you get a discounted refill.
Yes.
Very cool.
So, and they're very strong. So even if you bought the cup,
you may not
with the one drink, and then maybe a friend of yours wants to use that same drink and you clean it out in the bathroom and then
make sure you clean it out in the bathroom. Coronavirus. We don't need to be spreading germs.
Make sure it's all clean.
Bring some dishwasher soap in your packet with you.
And then if you wanted to do that. But I also saw people that were like, I want a refill, but I want a different cup. Mm. They let people do that too.
Oh, cool.
So if you so inclined.
And just ask.
Or if each one of your party wants to get a different cup because they have different cups to collect.
Right.
And I think it's a cool souvenir to bring back home too because it lights up at the bottom too.
Oh, fun.
It lights up your whole drink.
Love a good interactive cup.
when you're walking through the new streets of New York, mm-hmm. and where they have the, we talked about it before, they have the different tastings every week, mm-hmm. where 2 weeks ago it was Louisiana Creole, mm-hmm. that carnival tastings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through that section, they had a live band.
Oh, fun.
And it made it look like you were there in New Orleans because the band was just in street clothes.
Fun.
They weren't like wearing like all fun colory stuff. Yeah. They were just like, we're from the street. We're just playing along and dancing in the streets
of New Orleans right here.
Yes.
They do such a good job.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. And then that's also going on there. There's not much else around the park. It's just really in the New York area.
It's the French Quarter, right? They call it the French Quarter.
They call it the French Quarter. Yeah. And it's next to Jimmy Fallon and the Mummy,
right.
And where the performances are next to Rip Ride Rocket at the stage. Mm-hmm. So it's all centraled around there. And there's also a tribute store.
Oh, cool.
So if you're familiar with, there's a store right next door to the Mummy.
Yes.
And usually when they have something big going on, Mardi Gras, Halloween Horror mm-hmm. Nights, they put something special in there that has to do with the theme of what's going on. So King Gator was like the mascot this year because it's a big anniversary for Mardi Gras at Universal. So they had a lot of merchandise in there. People thought that you were going to walk into the tribute store and you're going to get jump scare actors. There's no jump scares.
Okay, good.
You could go in there. There's like a porch set up with like a skeleton sitting on like this porch, like on the bayou. But no one jumps out. It's okay. You can walk through it. And then we ended the day with watching the parade.
Okay.
With the Mardi Gras. So with Mardi Gras, there's only one parade time.
Mm-hmm.
So just plan accordingly.
Yep.
And if you get there early enough to Universal, let's say you go when opening, you could choose to like be on the parade.
Right. Yeah.
And the floats were filled with people who were.
And I've done that before.
And was it fun?
Oh, it was so fun. You have to kind of meet early and kind of like hurry up and wait a little bit just because like they have to like take you to a staging area and then they need to get like they'll give you a costume and stuff and then you get on the float and then you start pulling out beads and getting yourself ready for it but once it starts it's so cool and like everybody is so excited to see you. It's really fun,
right? Oh, it looks fun. They look like they were having fun on the floats, but I also had fun just staying there and watching.
Yeah.
And these floats were amazing. They were better than any other year that I've seen.
They're so beautiful,
aren't they? Nice. And actually, Dominic has really long arms, so he was able to catch a lot of the beads.
Uh-huh.
And I was also tipsy. I mean, we both pretty much were, so it was like it felt even more crazy, or like you were in New Orleans. And there was this little girl that was on her dad's shoulders behind us, and she only got like two beads, but she was leaving, so I had a whole bunch of beads, and I like grabbed it off of me, and I was like, "You can give this to your daughter if like you want it." And he's like, "Yeah." And like he let me put it on her around her neck.
You're so cute.
And she was like, "Oh my gosh, this is heavy."
That's so sweet. Oh, yeah, so nice.
I was like, "I'm not going to do much with these beads." I kept like three.
Yeah. It's so fun. I mean, we're kind of spoiled because we have Gasparilla in this area that we, you know, originate in. So we're like, "Oh, beads, big deal." But like people get so excited. And yes. It's fun to catch them, and it's fun to take them home. And
it
you know,
a lot of fun.
They're good decorations for parties. And
it is. It's very cute. And yeah, so Mardi Gras was a lot of fun. We didn't see the performance of TLC that night.
Was it packed?
It was packed. And it's so funny because when we were getting our drinks and stuff, they said, enjoy the concert.
Yes.
And I was like, thanks. Well, we're not watching it, but thank you.
Yeah.
Because we went to the other park. We were there for a special event.
Yes.
So we hopped over to the other park.
Right.
But yeah, Mardi Gras was a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. It's pretty similar every year.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's a different, not really host, like a mascot every year.
Yeah. And the concerts are different
yes.
artists. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can count on Gavin DeGraw about every 2 years or so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And All American Rejects, too.
Yeah,
I've seen them before.
They love coming to the parks to play.
And the one other thing I want to talk about is that while I was there, I did stay at the Low Sapphire Falls Resort.
Did you?
I stayed one night and we got there early. So they do have parking there. So
yes.
we didn't have to worry about parking at the regular Universal
right.
parking lot or the garage rather. And man, I love that resort. This is my second time staying there. And it's pet friendly, but it doesn't even seem like dogs walk through there.
You can't really go wrong with any of those resorts. They're so nice. I spent some time at Aventura last year at some point, I think in the fall, and that was beautiful too.
Right.
So you really can't go wrong. The styling is so like cool, and you know, you get the parking at the hotel, and then you can take the transportation to the parks, you know, whether it's water taxi or walk or the bus. They really do just such a great job. So if you are staying for something that's there late at night, or you're going for a day and staying, you know, want to go the next day, it's really a great value mm-hmm. to stay on property.
Yes.
You know, and some of the higher premium resorts, you know, you get the fast pass and all that. So just
Express
check into
pass.
What, oh yes, the Express Pass, excuse me.
That's right.
Just check into what each resort includes. Because different resorts include mm-hmm. different things. So.
Yeah, this Sapphire Falls has the biggest pool on property not part of the water park.
Right. It's really cool. Pool.
Yes. And then with the dogs, like, they accept a lot of animals.
Nice.
And some reptiles. So if you, I know. So if you want
Was
to
King
bring
Gator
your pet.
Staying at
I know,
Sapphire
right?
Resort, Sapphire Falls?
They're probably the biggest room.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, so it's $100 a night. I found this out. $100 a night if you have a pet. And they give you a little care package with treats.
Aww. So it's $100 on top of whatever the room rate is.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. So yes. you got to pay for your pet to stay in the room.
But also the dog doesn't have to stay in the room. I saw people just walking their dog around the resort. And,
well, they got to go out and walk.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No. Of course. No, I'm talking about as like you could just walk around. Oh. Not just go directly outside.
Oh, okay.
They could walk around and lounge around.
I'm not one of those people that like takes their dogs to restaurants and stuff, though.
No, they're not allowed in the restaurants
okay.
or anything.
Pools. Like the
They're
pool?
Not around the pool
nope.
either.
Okay.
Just around the lobby area
okay,
and
cool.
the outside, like, garden area.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So that was really nice. And the transportation
mm-hmm.
to the parks.
Yep. You got the
bus
water taxi.
And the water taxi,
mm-hmm.
right.
All right. Theme park tip of the week. What do you got?
So rainy season is chasing us.
Oh,
it's right around the corner.
April showers. Bring me flowers.
Right? That's probably why the Flower and Garden Festival
April,
is right now.
April, May, June, July, August, September, if you're in Florida, showers.
Yeah. It ends in like November.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to thank me for this. You're going to think it's
yes.
strange.
No, I agree with you.
Pack an extra pair of socks.
Yep.
You're going to love me for that. And if you are comfortable with sandals, I even say you could start out the day
mm-hmm.
with sneakers. And then if it pours and your shoes get wet, throw on those sandals. Because having open feet, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just better for me personally.
My
but
feet kill if I'm walking a full day in a park, though, with
okay.
sandals.
For me, I'm fine.
But also, I have sandals that don't have, like, tread on the bottom, so
okay.
I'm always, like, slipping everywhere.
Oh.
So just be careful. If you are going to wear sandals, make sure mm-hmm. there's some kind of tread on the bottom or an anti-slip thing, because you don't want to slip. But the extra sock thing,
yes.
last year when I went to the parks, I did that, and it was a lifesaver.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh. Such a lifesaver. And then I kind of want to give it's not really a tip of the week, but it's kind of like, hey, in light of coronavirus, tip of whatever, if you want to have it in your back pocket.
Right.
Because a lot of those parks, you have to like use your fingerprint to authenticate yourself if you have a pass or your ticket and you're going from park to park or you're leaving a park and coming back. Just ask them if, you know, I'm not sure for sure, but, you know, you can show your ID at some of those parks instead of putting your finger on or ask them, hey, instead of putting my finger on this reader, can I show you my ID in case if you're really worried about coronavirus passages and concerns.
Or just germs in general.
But, you know, if you're going to a park, you know, you're going to be around germs too.
You are going to be around germs.
But just have your ID on you in case. You know, in case the person in front of you decides to hack in their hand and then you're the next one to walk up and have to put your finger on that fingerprint reader.
Right.
Just ask them if they can check your ID.
It's great.
You know,
and
pretty much I'm just going to be wearing hazmat suits everywhere.
Well, I also forgot to mention the only park that I know right now that's doing this is Magic Kingdom, Walt Disney World, is they have hand washing stops, not just
the hand sanitizer, because we talked about that last week.
Yes, so they added the hand washing locations.
Oh.
And it's now on their mobile app where they're located.
Very nice.
So how cool.
Very nice.
Wash hands. Don't touch your
face. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face, which I've touched my face like 6 times while recording this podcast here. So it's crazy. But all right, Michaela, anything else you want to add before we go?
That is all.
All right, everybody, stay healthy. Wash your hands. No handshakes, fist bumps, or elbow bumps, or whatever. And just stay healthy. All right? Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.